This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Caroline Lynn and Ezra here on the Evening Edition. And Lynn Mark joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. Now, Lynn, there's a new player in the UK ride-hailing scene, and that's Ola, an Indian ride-hailing app that's also recently expanded to Australia. What's the story here?
Ola to you too. Okay, sorry. So Ola was founded in 2010 by a Bhavish Agarwal. It's backed by SoftBank and has since become a startup unicorn. It said that it's operating in 110 cities in India, and it's launched its first foray into international markets, Australia, in March. So Ola has just obtained a license to operate in South Wales in the UK as well as Greater Manchester. They've announced they will launch operations in Wales next month. For the moment, they are avoiding London, where Uber has just managed to get a 15-month extension on its operating license. But they've said they also want to expand nationwide in the UK by year end. And unlike Uber, Ola is going to offer the option of private hire vehicles or licensed cabs.
Right. So from the sounds of it, Ola is pretty ambitious. Wasn't there also something about them deploying electric vehicles in India within 3 years?
Yes, so they plan to deploy 1 million electric vehicles, to be exact. The question is whether or not in the push to expand, Ola is starting to overreach itself. It's in its most recent financial statement, so for the year ended March 2017, it recorded a loss of $710 million, so more than four times its net revenue in that period. It's got a strong base in India, but we don't know yet if that'll transfer to the UK. I mean, the London taxi industry is not only highly unionized, it's also very strict over new entries into the ride-hailing market. For example, recently, a European ride-hailing company, Taxify OU, was suspended after a week of operations because of questions over how it obtained its license. Right. So Ola has said it's not afraid of working with the government, and it'll offer a host of functions, including industry-leading commissions and daily payments to drivers. So we shall see how that goes, I guess.
Right. Let's move on to Bursa. It looks like IGM Plantations doing pretty well. Lots of movement. What's going on?
So, yeah, the IGM Plantations, there was news recently the company could be a takeover target, especially on rising demand for mature plantations in Sabah. So IGM Plantations closed up 5.8% at RM2.38.
All right, now thanks to Linmark for that market wrap. Folks, stay tuned to the Evening Edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.